This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Eckhart Tolle said this, "Be at least as interested in your reactions as in the person or situation that triggers them." That reminds me of a scripture, Lamentations 3, verse 40. "Let us examine our ways and test them." I think it's telling us there, that scripture, and putting it together with Tolle's quote, to take a look at yourself before you displace all of your feelings in blaming others. When someone says something to you that you don't like, for instance, something that, as we say, sets you off or lights your candle, do you place your attention on yourself or on that person? In our ordinary state of mind, we usually focus on that person, don't we? We immediately ask, what gave them the right to say that to me? Or just who do they think they are? Or they don't understand. They are deliberately trying to hurt me. And we move instantly into defense mode because deep down beneath the anger, there is fear. And we want to put up a defense to protect ourselves in that fear. And there are all kinds of fears when people say something that aggravates us. There's fear of societal perception or fear of loss, fear of our reputation or authority, fear of being exposed for who we are. All of those things and more lurk beneath the surface in our responses. And maybe we don't respond. Maybe we shelve it, submerge it deep down within ourselves. But we have to remember, unresolved anger will usually come out in uglier ways, and we aren't always in control of those. And sometimes they come out in ways that are detrimental to our physical and emotional health. So go back to that passage that I read from Lamentations 3:40. Let us examine our ways and test them. Test our emotions. Why am I angry? Is it because I'm fearful of something? Is it because I feel disrespected? And then ask, how is this emotion going to affect me today, right now, the rest of the day? What about tomorrow? And if I nurture this anger or fear along, what's it going to do to me in a year or more? And I've known people who've carried a resentment over something that someone said that hurt them maybe 30 or 40, 50 years ago, maybe longer. You know that word resentment, again, is what that means. And then resentment literally then means to re-feel something. We go back over something that was said in our mind or something done to us and we re-feel it. And that is a resentment. It's displacing our anger on someone else, moving from ourselves to them. Well, rather than focusing on that person and their actions to you, step back and examine the response within yourself and then face it and come to terms with it. And in time, sooner, hopefully, perhaps later, let it go. Put Lamentations 3:40 into practice. Examine your ways and test them, and then come back to the scriptures to direct your thoughts. Every moment, every day, you come back to that. Direct my thoughts, Lord, and then you're back to the scripture. Think about that and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God has called you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup.